John McGuinness, 15 TT wins, 130.4 miles an hour. He's some boy, isn't he?
Oh, the bugger. He's a very, very... John's a good rider around here. He's got good experience. He's making use of it. His bike is superb, and he's in tune, you know. It would have been nice to see him being put under a little bit of pressure, but, you know, the boys try. But I think come Friday, you know, Guy Martin will have got a little bit of confidence. Definitely Steve Plater's getting faster, and I'm sure Bruce Anstey will be looking to stamp a little bit of authority somewhere. So, no, it's been a superb race. John rode brilliant. He won the race, and let's just get Friday on to see what's going to happen.
Desperate disappointment for Bruce Anstey. The clutch going just off the line here. He did 130 miles an hour in practice. He really could have been on it today.
Yeah, and just, you know, it is, you know, the crowd we wanted, you know, John's a brilliant rider and it's great to see him win, but the crowd wanted that little bit more threat to him. You know, we don't want him to get it too easy here, and it's like when I rode here, people said it was a bit boring if you went too fast, too soon, and won too easy, but nothing's easy to do out there. It's a hard, hard race to win, and it's really sad for Bruce. I think Bruce would have been trying hard, and also it has a knock-on effect to Friday that Bruce hasn't got, you know, he's six laps short of practice that the other boys have had today, so it's going to be hard for him. He is capable of doing it, and I think we just have to wait on Friday for that answer.
You say boring. Four wins in a week wasn't boring, was it?
Yeah, well, no, it was probably quite exciting. I mean, I was talking to a few people over the weekend, and they reckoned I used a little bit of the edge of the road as well as the road, so no, I loved it. It was great, and to get a lap this morning was just superb. It was made me feel 10 years younger.
We were looking at the times there. John McGuinness on lap 3, at the end of lap 2, came in for his pit stop. His lap 3 time was 123 miles an hour. Joey Dunlop's last ever lap, which was a flying lap, was 123 miles an hour. And what was that, 8-9 years ago? The times are just absolutely fantastic these days.
Just unbelievable, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, people are a little bit worried that it's too fast. But actually, you know, when you take things, you know, with having done a lap this morning, the first decent lap I've done for quite a few years, you know, the track is superb. You know, the government, yourselves, have worked really, really hard to make the surface superb everywhere. You know, when you come, like, Windy Corner's superb now. You come Craignabaz, good. Brandish is just like, wow, that's a different corner, you know. And then you get round the Nook. So, you know, the boys are riding good. Bikes are good. But I don't think it's, you know, it's not to a point where, look, it's fast and dangerous. It's fast because a lot of those first gear corners and slow corners have been speeded up, and hopefully we can play on that and we can keep on making it safer and faster.
So what do you think for the rest of the week then? We look at Michael Dunlop maybe for a surprise in the 600s. We look at the Superstock, maybe TAS, but certainly Friday's Superbike race, Friday's senior race. Who's your money on?
Well, you know, your safe bet is always John McGuinness. He's a good rider. He's gonna keep it together. He's going to finish the race and he's going to win. But you always like to see a dark horse coming in there somewhere. And realistically, we do have three or four dark horses here, you know, and they could be a threat to Friday. They're going to be hungrier by Friday. John, again, is going to be more confident, but those boys are going to be hungry, you know. And Michael Dunlop, I mean, superb, but he's already done on a 600. Plus, there's another half a dozen boys, the Keith Amores and, you know, the Bruce Anstey's and the Steve Platers and the John McGuinnesses and the Guy Martins. Look at that. There's like, what, 6, 8, 10 guys who could win that 600 race. You probably, then we forgot about Connor Cummings, we forgot about Ian Hutchison. You know, we have there, Jesus, there is 10 boys all capable of winning the Super Sport race, the Super Stock race. Well, that's another race again. So I think really, you know, if John McGuinness wins three or four races this week, he deserves them. But I think it's going to be interesting the next couple.
Well, thanks, Phil McCann. Here's to a cracking week, and go off and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much for joining us here on Energy FM.
Thank you.